This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, we're in the guest-heavy portion of the show. Scal, give me some betting advice, and in just a few moments, we'll be talking to Keith Tkachuk, who I'm guessing will be in the building, TD Garden, tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm sure he will, yes.
He's got a couple, got a couple guys that might be able to hook him up with tickets, because that's what you need right now is a guy. Because if you don't have a guy, you got to have at least $1,000 basically in your pocket.
$1,000 Where are you getting in tomorrow night for $1,000 Andy,
oh, I don't know.
Good seats are $3,500
I don't know. $1,000 was the last row of the Garden. Literally.
The last
the worst row. Seat in the Garden was selling for $1,000 last I checked. So, yeah, it's a hot ticket. From what I understand, there's like good seats. Two at Center Ice are selling for over $10,000 right now available.
Excuse me?
You got that host one.
I mean, I got it. I mean, could I buy those tickets? Yes.
Guy spends $1,000 on a 50-foot abominable snowman for his lawn.
And I learned my lesson.
He did. Oh, Ted, You missed that one. Oh,
I love inflatables. Oh, I bought an inflatable abominable snowman.
For Halloween, too? Or
No, just Christmas. I'm a Christmas guy.
Goes over the top for Christmas.
Yeah, but I learned my lesson. That one didn't make it. Luckily, I got my refund.
Oh, did it break?
Wait, did it blow away or did it pop?
The first time there was wind like a little bit. It tore it to shreds.
That's okay.
My regular ones, like the normal, whatever they
those
are, 6 feet
can't be
tall.
Cheap either.
No, that one wasn't. That was. But I have found bigger and better. So next year, I got my eye on a 35-foot tall Santa Claus. It's $1,500
Got my eye on it, huh?
$1,500
You only live once, and it's Christmas.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your son's going to be trying to get a 19th athletic scholarship just so we can get some meal money next year.
What are you, my wife? We do not bring reason to the holidays. We go all in on the holidays, and you have to go all in if you want to get into the Garden tomorrow night. I'm just going to do... I was thinking about doing your thing, Fitzy, though. You were talking about watch parties and maybe going somewhere and watching
it with a group. I'm 100% in on the South Shore. All over it.
I think I might find a place to go watch it with some fans, have some wings, have a couple beers.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't get many of these. We work every NFL Sunday.
Yep.
There aren't significant games like this where there's going to be nationalism, local, regional, and countrywide pressure. Like, plug into the moment. You don't get this kind of energy too often, dude.
Plus, it is a perfect storm.
And it's an event
where
the energy in a restaurant, a pub, a bar, whatever, is going to be there. There's going to be a little bit of electricity. It reminds me of when I saw Something About Mary in the theater. It's the funniest movie I've ever seen in the theater.
The energy in the theater?
Contagious. Because this guy's laughing, that guy's laughing, and like you just can't help yourself. Everybody's laughing. I feel like
that's fun to be in theaters when it's like that. Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be fun tomorrow night to be in a place, not just on your couch.
First time I saw South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, the first South Park animated movie, thank God I went opening night because that contagious roll of laughter worth 10 times the price of admission.
Yep. And I think tomorrow night.
Did you hear who might be in attendance for tomorrow night's game?
Giselle.
No.
Tom Brady.
The Prez.
Trump?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That
really?
Is that is war
is
going
gonna,
around.
Is he gonna? Is there any truth to the rumor, Ted? He's also gonna do the ice on Zamboni One during intermission.
that I haven't heard. I haven't heard what his role is going to be once he gets to the stadium, but yeah, or the arena. But I'm told
he's gotta be there. Ted.
He might be there.
Do we also think he won't take the advice of Sean McDonough and could be found booing the Canadian national anthem tomorrow night if he's in the building?
Yeah.
That could be
an
international incident.
Boo.
I don't put it past him. He is what he is. Joining us now here on WEEI Afternoons, I don't know if we call him Keith Tkachuk, Papa Tkachuk, the father of two guys who've gone from villains to heroes in the city of Boston. Keith Tkachuk joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Keith, how you
What's
doing
up,
today?
Keith?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, buddy. It's so good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. And just so people know, Keith and I, we go way back. I haven't talked to you in a long time, but Keith and I used to be old golfing buddies. And so whenever we played a lot of golf on the Cape back in the day, and I can tell you, whenever we needed to refill on our libations, at the halfway turn, we'd go to his house. And I'm telling you, Keith and Chantal had this house that was perfectly designed to raise and develop future NHL studs. Okay, because the whole house had nets everywhere and goals everywhere, and it had all the hockey equipment throughout the entire house and in the garage. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. And so, no surprise. And Matthew was in diapers when I came over, and now look at him. It's pretty awesome, Keith. Man, I just gotta I'm a dad. Most of us are here dads. What is it like for you, Keith, to watch your boys not only wreak havoc on the NHL, but kind of be the flag carriers, set the tone, and be the leaders of the USA team in this four nations tourney?
Well, first of all, Ted, good talking to you again. We had some great memories, but being back in Boston, I was telling my wife walking into the Garden the other day, Monday, it was weird. You know, usually your sons are hated in Boston, but now. Playing for your country, it was a great feeling walking into that place and seeing the boys out there together and playing together. And we're having a blast, and I don't want this thing to end. It's so much fun.
So Saturday night, they, in the course of 3 seconds, were the talk of the sports world, literally globally. Did you know that that game was going to start the way it started with your sons?
I had no idea. I had no idea. But when I was actually sitting there watching it and seeing Matthew right before the face-off, I elbowed Chantel and said, he's going to do something here. He's going to do something. I know it.
Yeah.
And our hearts were racing. I mean, it was crazy, but it was – but I mean, both teams are competitive. Both guys are competitive. And, you know, it was great for the game. It really was. And the boys love their country. They're true Americans.
So, Keith, obviously, you know the pride of Boston, you know, Medford Melrose, you're a local guy. And I just love one of the things I love about tomorrow night is the emotional twist this sets up regionally and nationally, making for such great theater. Like, you know, obviously, as Bruins fans, you know, we hear the name Tkachuk and it's like, oh, that no good son of a. But then now I'm hearing stories, you know, because he's gotten the better of the Bruins for several years now. But at the same time, we've been hearing stories about local folk going into the pro shop at the Garden and buying your son's USA jersey as well. And so tomorrow night, you got Bruins fans rooting for their public enemy number one, who's also, you know, got local ties. And then they're going to be rooting against one of their favorite guys who happens to be a Canadian and Brad Marchand. This is just going to be so fun for you in so many ways, I can only imagine.
It's incredible. It really is. I'm telling you, I'm just enjoying this moment, and it's for a couple more days, and then the roles will be reversed. They'll love Marchand and they'll hate the Tkachuk boys. But this is I can't explain it to how a thrill it is for us. And it's a thrill for the boys too, because they first time they get to play together. And I think they really like it. They liked it so much that they wouldn't talk to me for the first 3 days of this tournament, because this is the first time they were together, and they knew it. Bob, because we talk every day, but they iced me out for 3 days, and they did it on purpose. And I blamed Matthew for that.
So Keith, I watched the game, of course, and they interviewed Brady after the first intermission, and they asked him about the start of the game, and he basically told the story. He basically said, Well, Matthew looks over at me and says, well, you want to be the first to go or you want me to go? And that's how it started. So awesome stuff. And, you know, I just, you know, look, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Obviously, you were a very physical player, spent a lot of time in the penalty box. Your boys set the tone with their physicality. I mean, it's unbelievable just how physical the two of them are. I mean, it feels like that's still an important part of the game in the NHL. I mean, it feels like they're trying to maybe, I don't know. It's not as much, it feels like, you know, in totality, but it also feels like for your boys and you stylistically, that's still physicality is an important part of the game, correct?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, both teams, Canada and U.S., are physical. They're competitors, and you can't have, you know, 12 forwards and 12 of them just be skill guys. You need some guys with a mix of skill and physical, and that's how you win the playoffs. And Matthew has great experience of that the last 2 years, and I think you need that, and people want that. That's how you win, and, you know, it's worked well. They've been playing with Aiku, who's probably one of the best players in the NHL, and I've been really impressed with him. He's another local boy. But, you know, they just bring some different sandpaper that a team needs to win, and they're relishing in the role right now.
Keith Tkachuk joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. And Keith, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what to expect from this Four Nations tournament. You know, it's sort of a creation, a fabrication. There's only four countries, so it's not really a true international event. And it has taken over the sports world. Are you pleasantly surprised with how this has played out, how it's been received, and the level of competition we've seen?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Absolutely. This has been incredible. Was I expecting it to this magnitude? No. I mean, it's on everywhere. Even people who don't follow hockey are watching it, and I think this is great for the game, great for the players, great for the fans. I mean, this ain't no throwaway game in Rochester. That was a quote from Miracle. So this is the real deal, and I expect it to be even more intense tomorrow night when the boys, winner takes all.
Yeah, it's pretty significant, and that was the highest rated NHL game in the last 10 years on Saturday night. Looking towards just, you know, retirement, I'm sure a lot of people would love to know the things hockey related and whatnot you're up to as well. But we had sort of like a show wide assumption that you were in the NHL Hall of Fame and Pro Hockey Hall of Fame, and you're not. And I was just reading, you were also the first American born player to ever score more than 50 goals in a season. So what do we as a Boston region, what do we as an anti as a pro and anti Kachuk region have to do to get you in the Hall of Fame, Keith?
I might get in as a builder now instead of a player. This keeps going. I don't know. I don't worry about that stuff. This is my Hall of Fame, watching not just my two boys, but my daughter plays field hockey at Virginia. So if anytime I can watch them play, that's my Hall of Fame right there.
That's awesome. I think I saw you with her the other night at the game. And I'm just curious what's it like for you and Chantel to watch your boys throughout the season? One in Ottawa, one in Florida. Are you guys on planes? Or do you guys have a room at the house that is dedicated to with multiple TVs? What's it like for you just kind of watching your boys play throughout a season?
I got a great setup in my house, so we got a bunch of TVs. But I have a hard time watching with her. She watches it upstairs, and I watch downstairs in the basement. She gets, I just like peace and quiet. I don't need any play-by-play, but it's fun. We love it. We're having the time of our lives. And when we can get to see them, we obviously do. Now we're grandparents, so Brady has a baby boy, and this is the best thing. I mean, I really don't want this to end. I mean, it's going to be tough after this tournament's over, because it's been a thrill for all of us.
What are you expecting for tomorrow night? What can not only your boys, but the USA squad do to one up, I guess, what they did on Saturday night? What's this going to be like?
Well, it's good. I mean, you got to be careful. I don't know if it's going to be as crazy as it was, the first game against them, but you got to be careful. You can't take penalties, but it's going to be intense. There's going to be chills for the players. This is best on best, and the two best teams are playing against each other, so I think it's going to be a heck of a game. It's going to be a great atmosphere in Boston. So I'm looking forward to it.
Keith, as a native to the area as well, you still keep up with the rest of the Boston sports landscape? And do you have any good Celtics or Red Sox takes, like Rafi Devers not wanting to move off of third base, or Patriots-related stuff you want to share?
I love all. I grew up before Ted was with the Patriots. I was a follower with Steve Grogan and those boys. I was obviously a big Red Sox fan. I'm a little down the Red Sox because of once Mookie Betts left, that crushed me. So, and obviously Matthew has a connection with Jason Tatum and the Celtics. And,
yeah, right.
I mean, I grew up with Bird, Parrish, and McHale. I mean, what was better than that as a kid growing up watching those guys?
That's awesome. Keith, well, hey, man, real quick before we let you go, how's the golf game? Who's the best golfer in the family?
Well, my golf game stinks right now, and Matthew is the best one in the family, and he'll let you know, too.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Keith, appreciate you joining us here this afternoon. Hopefully it's a successful game tomorrow night for not only the entire Kachuk family, but Team USA. It should be fun. I can tell you one thing. All the world is watching, and all the world is rooting for your kids.
Yep, go USA, boys. Let's do it.
Thanks Keith.
Brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Keith.
Say hi to Chantel, man. Be good.
You know, I got to say, one of the things I always think about, like I always try to imagine, Andy, what was life growing up in the Gronkowski house? Like just five ginormous brohemoths having a UFC or WWE match at any time. And I got to think of the same thing. Like, did they just pad the walls, or was a brawl expected to break out at any moment in the Kachuk house growing up?
Well, and it's even more fascinating to me when he includes his daughter, who is a high-level field hockey player. Yep. Now I'm envisioning these battles where, like, no, we're playing my game today. Pick up a ball and a field hockey stick. We're playing out in my turf. And then she's got a hockey stick and just must have been chaos. I'm guessing there were holes in a lot of things.
Oh, it was incredible.
Pucks and balls.
Nothing nice. Nothing nice.
Lamps, nope, duct tape.
So you had a three-car garage, and the cars weren't in the garage.
Yeah,
it was basically a hockey, roller
it's
hockey
awesome. It's
in
awesome.
The garage. It was awesome. Designed specifically to raise professional hockey players.
And the thing I love about the parent-child-athlete thing is, and I probably should have asked Keith this, like, When did you stop being Keith Tkachuk and start being the father of Matthew Tkachuk and the Tkachuk family? Like, there's that transition where they grow up being your kid right up until everybody's like, wait a minute, they're kind of doing fine on their own now. They don't need to be Keith Tkachuk's kids anymore. They've made a name for themselves. I think that's so cool, that sort of crisscrossing.
You know, I find fascinating is Keith was a tough SOB. Yeah, I mean, he was known for his physicality. And he's a sweetheart of a guy, man. He's a, you know, it's just, and a lot of the NHL guys I've met are the same way. Animals on the ice, really good, soft-hearted people off.
And according to you, he's being a little humble with his golf game stinks. You're doubting
he's
that.
He's a stick, bro. Okay. He is ridiculous at golf, so don't let him fool you. He's an excellent golfer.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will continue to talk a little bit about the Four Nations, react to a couple of things that Keith Tkachuk said, and then at the top of the hour, we'll get back to your Red Sox, and we're going to get back to Rafi Devers and... Is this a big deal or not? Is all this talk we're having just talk? Are you an optimist like Ted Johnson? Oh, it's just going to play itself out. All's well that ends well, and this will end well. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.